This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials now say five agricultural workers in northeastern Colorado tested positive for bird flu. CPR's John Daly says the CDC is sending a team to Colorado.
The workers were exposed to the virus from a commercial egg operation as they were culling the chickens. They all have had relatively mild symptoms like pink eye and have not required hospitalization. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
You know, we and CDC believe that the risk continues to be low here for the general public. We know that there's going to be increased exposure in certain industries, including the poultry industry and on dairy farms right now.
She says they are also monitoring people who are in close contact with the workers who tested positive. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more about bird flu in Colorado at CPR.org. House Veterans Affairs Committee Chair Mike Bost wants answers about how the Eastern Colorado VA in Aurora is being run. Bost says committee staffers talked with employees at the facility following two Inspector General reports last month. He's now asking the VA secretary about problems in Eastern Colorado. Colorado's U.S. Senators and Representative Jason Crow wrote to VA leadership last week about those reports. Voters in Denver will decide in November if the city will remove its citizenship requirement for police and fire department jobs. The change would allow non-citizens who meet certain work and residency requirements to apply for roles in those departments, bringing Denver into compliance with federal anti-discrimination laws. City Council voted unanimously Monday to send the question to voters this fall. A nearly complete dinosaur fossil found in Colorado will be up for auction tomorrow. The New York City auction house Sotheby's estimates the rare skeleton could sell for up to $6 million. The Stegosaurus fossil is 11 feet tall and 27 feet long. It was found on private land in Dinosaur, Colorado in 2022. It was fully excavated last year. It's a little cooler across Colorado today. In Denver, a high of 90, and then into the 80s tomorrow. This is CPR News.